And you know, with the weather warming up like this, guess what happens to me?
Frequent nosebleeds?
How did you know?
Just guess.
No. I don't think I've ever once had a nosebleed.
Unless you got punched or something?
Yeah. Unless I got, like, took a soccer ball to the face or something. If something hit me right in the face, you know, that might cause it. But no, it's just, oh, God, it's too dry in here. Oh, no. I'm bleeding. No, I've never really had any problems. Hmm. You?
Yeah.
You have red hair, so.
So obviously I have frequent.
Don't redheaded people have nosebleeds a lot?
I don't know.
I think so. Because I had a friend I went to grade school with always got nosebleeds.
My brother's got red hair and he never.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
Maybe he makes sure he gets some saline in there and stuff.
It's possible.
Keep it moist. Well, the problem for me is somehow wasps get into my apartment. Yeah. Last year I probably killed 10 wasps in my apartment through the course of the summer. At one point, I walked out in the hall, and there were, like, 5 wasps lined up on the ceiling. And so I have one of those, I make sure I always have one of these on hand, one of those spray cans that can spray, like, 20 feet and hit a wasp or hit a wasp nest. Beautiful stuff, man. Like that. If you get anywhere near the wasp, you're like, and they die. Well, anyway, on Friday, and this, for some reason, I've had bad luck when I've had to go home and use the facilities. You know, sitting down on the toilet, for example.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm sitting there, and since I just turned the light on, you know, and I'm reading a book in there, and I don't normally do that, probably shouldn't have this time, because, you know, once you turn on a light, that draws bugs up to it. So there was a wasp in the tub that flew up to the light, and, like, was hovering around the light, and it was like, okay, I'm sick of this, and it came down and it landed on my shower curtain about a foot away from, you know how close my shower is to the toilet and everything in there, how cramped that bathroom is.
Yeah.
It lands right there. And so I'm like staring at this thing, and so I'm, you know, like leaning away from it. And so I get up, and I'm not completely done at this point. And I walk into the other room because it's on my shower curtain. I didn't want to spray it with that stuff because it could ruin my shower curtain. And I like that shower curtain. I don't want to ruin it.
What? Wasp spray is going to ruin a shower curtain?
I don't know. I didn't want to be the one to find out if it's going to stay in it or something.
Pretty sure you'd be okay.
So I went and grabbed, this is more fun anyway.
Okay.
Just hold on. Stop judging me. I went and grabbed my vacuum cleaner. I have one of these little shop vac vacuum cleaners, like the little small one. I just have wood floors in there, so I don't really need, you know, a full vacuum cleaner. The old one I had before wouldn't work on that hardwood floor anyway. And so I go toward the bathroom and I turn on that thing and thunk, suck that wasp right in that sucker.
You're not scared it might fly back out?
I clogged up the end of the end of the hose with a paper towel.
Nice.
Make sure that didn't happen. Yeah. That's the second time in 2 weeks that I've been interrupted while in there.
By wasps?
Not by wasps. The first time, the fire inspector was supposed to come, but I didn't know what time they were coming. And it's like 2 o'clock or something. And, you know, I hear the door buzz, and I'm like, oh, it's probably somebody trying to sell magazines or whatever it may be. And then goes to the knock, and it, maintenance. I was like, oh God, gotta hurry up. And then they try to get in, you know, so they couldn't hear me from there. And so he unlocks the door and is trying to get in. The chain lock is on. People usually make fun of me for putting that chain lock on. Well, now guess what? It saved me from total embarrassment.
Yep.
As they would have, you know, busted in on me in the can, and that'd have been terrible.
Would it? Don't you have your door shut?
I'm the only person that lives there, no?
Oh. Yeah, that would have been embarrassing.
Hey, guys, don't mind me. The fire detector's right up there. And
there's some Funyuns on the counter.
And there's actually a good chance I'll set it off without without any help from you.